Hello there. This is Cross the Rubicon. Today is the 11th of February, 2020. Yeah, I haven't made a podcast for a week or so, but I was just watching the telly and watching Donald Trump's speech in the US. I think it's in New Hampshire. Someone can correct me on that. But isn't he just amazing, Donald Trump? Have a Democrat got any answer to Donald Trump? And they haven't. No answer whatsoever. The man is an absolute comical genius. He can work a crowd. He can get them laughing. He can get them cheering. He can really rile them up, can he? And that is an amazing talent. And who have the Democrats got? Sleepy Joe Biden, AOC, Buttigieg, wherever his name is. I can't even say his name. Not that I really care. But, you know, and before them you had Hillary Clinton. None of them got the charisma. A fraction of the charisma Donald Trump's got. I just watched him. It was honestly, he just read out the verse about the snake. And it goes like this. I'm not sure if you've heard him. You probably have, but if you've been paying attention, you would have heard it before, because I heard him say it when he first said it, and that was over, well, it was a few years back. But here it goes. Listen to this. This is about mass migration and open borders. And for all you lunatics out there, especially John Williams, who's a halfwit, from Kaipoi. He calls himself Kaipoi Proud, and he makes videos about my videos all the time because he's obsessed and he's deranged. But this is for you, John, because no doubt you'll make a video about this. But listen to this poem. On her way to work one morning, down the path along the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor half frozen snake. His pretty coloured skin had been all frosted with the dew. "Poor thing," she cried, "I'll take you in and I'll take care of you." "Take me in, O tender woman, take me in for heaven's sake. Take me in, O tender woman," sighed the vicious snake. She wrapped him up all cosy in a comforter of silk, and laid him by her fireside with some honey and some milk. She hurried home from work that night, and as soon as she arrived, she found that pretty snake she'd taken in had been fully revived. "Take me in, O tender woman, take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in," sighed the vicious snake. She clutched him to her bosom. "You're so beautiful," she cried. "But if I hadn't brought you in, by now you truly would have died." She stroked his pretty skin again and kissed him and held him tight. But instead of saying thank you, that snake gave her a vicious bite. "Take me in, O tender woman, take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, O tender woman," sighed that vicious snake. "I saved you," cried the woman, "and you've bitten me, but why? You know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm going to die." "Shut up, silly woman," said the reptile with a grin. You knew damn well I was a snake before you brought me in." Now, I can't say that as well as Donald Trump, because obviously he said it a few times and I've just written it down and repeated it on this channel, Cross the Rubicon. But what he's talking about there is mass migration and open borders. And basically anybody coming into your nation without being vetted This is what will happen. And you got your lunatics here in New Zealand, like the aforementioned John Williams, who's a nobody, who gets barely 50 views in any of his YouTube videos. And he bans comments because they're all thumbs down. And goes to the police every time I make a video and got me banned off YouTube because that's what kind of low-life scumbag he is. And then you've got others, journalists, mainstream media journalists, you know who they are, who will signal their virtue and slag Donald Trump off for that very poem, The Snake, even though they know it's true. It's all about virtue signalling rather than showing actual virtue. I think he's got the election in the bag, unless something happens to him this year. But I think the Democrats, I think they've shot themselves in the foot. They tried to impeach him. They knew it had no chance of success. And Pelosi ripped the speech up behind him. She pre-ripped the pages. And then she said, I ripped it up because it's full of lies, she says. Even though she ripped them up before he was a fraction the way through the speech. She pre-ripped them, ready for the final rip at the very end. Nancy Pelosi is a liar and a cheat and a fake. She said she prayed for President Donald Trump every day. That's what she said a few months back. This woman is so full of hatred for Donald Trump. And not only her, but most people on the left hate Donald Trump. It's like it's pathological now. And you could say the Western world is split down the middle. There's them who love Donald Trump, and that's me, and many of us, and those who hate him. And the ones who hate him are mostly the ones who are bought in to the mainstream media around the world, who love to hate the Donald because they're jealous of him in every way. He has everything that people want. He's wealthy. He's self-made. He doesn't need backers. He doesn't need people to give him money to force him to do things he doesn't want to do. Nobody owns him. He's got fantastic charisma. And whatever anyone says, he's a very intelligent man. He's a president of the United States. You can't be the president of the United States without being an intelligent man. And look at the way he carries himself. Look at the way he's been attacked. And this won't stop. This will not stop. Even after the impeachment. They're going to try and find other things. What kind of man could withstand something like he's withstood? Every single day, relentless barrage of criticism and real hatred from the left. You see, the world is split now. It's not between Labour and Conservative or Democrat and Republican or Liberals and National. It's about globalisation and nationalism, basically. If you're a nationalist, you're the polar opposite to a globalist. And it seems like the globalists are, well, just is, Democrats and Labour are mostly globalists. And they want mass migration and they want open borders. Because most of them people won't have to suffer the consequences. Although they will suffer at some stage because mass migration will move into their neighbourhoods at some stage. But these people are so insanely, well, naive that they think it's all going to work out. They're insane. Now, John Williams, one of my trolls, who makes videos. Kai Poi Proud, he calls himself. Don't bother going there because you can't comment on his channel because he's banned all comments. And you can't even like or dislike because he's a gutless coward who just sits in his bedsit waiting for me to make some kind of podcast or say something on my community page on YouTube just so we can make a video about it. Now, he made a video just a few days back and he showed the whole, well, when I say the whole world, there's only like, I think 40 or 50 people seen it. But he's shown people my Facebook page. So he's either hacked into my Facebook page or he's befriended me. He's duped me into befriending him by using a different name. And he showed everybody my Facebook page and all the people that follow me, I talk to on Facebook. That's what kind of low-life dirtbag this bloke is. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that because I'm not interested in John Williams. But he has got a very unhealthy obsession with me. Now, he's a proud communist, a proud Antifa loon, originally from North Wales, and now he lives in Christchurch. He's got a very dubious past as John Williams. Nobody knows what he's doing here because he came here by himself in his 50s. To New Zealand, and all he does is call anybody who he doesn't agree with far right and white supremacist. He's pro anything that hates Britain. He's anti-English, anti-Britain. He's anti-British history. This man is an absolute filth bag, a dirt bag. And I've asked him many, and he calls me a coward. He actually calls me a coward on video when I've asked him to meet him so many times. And he says on his videos that he's not going to meet me. And yet he calls me a coward. Now, I don't know. Maybe it's me. Maybe I've got it all wrong. But this man is an absolute, just a rat bag, really. A rat bag with no life. Definitely not got a girlfriend. Definitely not, never had a wife. Probably never had a woman. I don't know, but he's very, very tragic. Very, very sad. He calls himself a communist, socialist, Marxist. And at the same time, he brags how much money he's got in the bank. How big his car is. How big his engine is in his car. And he's pro, he's a climate alarmist. And then brags about the size of his engine. And he tells people how rich he is. What kind of bloke does that? What kind of bloke does that? And he keeps coming on and he's mentioning me by name every single video. And he goes on about ex-army pads. Ex-army pads from the next town. Ex-army pads is in the UK. Now he's from North West Wales. The very Welsh-speaking part of Wales. Same part of Wales where John Williams is from. The next town over. I think there's probably less than 10 miles between them. Probably even less than that. And yet he slags off ex-army Paz because ex-army Paz, 49, is more or less on the same page as me. And John just makes videos. It's either me or it's ex-army Paz or the both of us on his videos. He doesn't say anything constructive, anything. There's nothing there at all. It's just hate. And he's sticking the finger up to the camera saying, up yours, you far-right fascists and all that. This man's a lunatic. He calls me a fascist. This man believes in shutting people down. He wants to shut freedom of speech down. That is fascism. I'm a believer in freedom of speech. I'm not trying to shut him down. But he has shut me down twice on YouTube. And yet he calls me the fascist. He wants to deplatform people. He doesn't even know the meaning of a Nazism and fascism. The man's a fruitcake. But anyway, enough on that fella. That low life, John Williams. Back to Donald Trump. Donald Trump's got in the bag. Nancy Pelosi, the best thing she could do is just, I don't know, resign. Same with, what's his name, Chuck Schumer. And so many in our Democratic Party. The Democratic Party in the United States has shifted right to the left. AOC, Ilhan Omar, and Tlaib, whatever her name is, they're the new faces of the Democratic Party. And they're communists, absolute communists. What's this thing they've come out with now, the new way forward? These far leftists in the Democratic Party, where if criminals come into the United States, they cannot be kicked out. Now, that's a winner. That's a real vote winner, isn't it? These people are insane. They're absolutely so far out of touch. Guaranteed, if these people got anywhere near power, AOC, Ilhan Omar, and these people hate the United States, especially Ilhan Omar. She's an infiltrator, and I will say she's an infiltrator. She's the snake in that poem that Donald Trump just read out in his speech. She is the quintessential snake. And Tlaib, AOC too. She's an enabler to these people. But they're so stupid, they don't even know what they're doing. And Jacinda of New Zealand, she'd be their kind of friend. She would support them rather than Donald Trump. Because Jacinda as well, in New Zealand, is a Marxist and a communist. She believes in open borders. She believes in mass migration. Because at the end of the day, she is doing what the United Nations tell her to do. She'd rather listen to Justin Trudeau or Angela Merkel or Macron or France, Tony Blair, who she used to work for. She'd rather listen to them than Donald Trump. She cares nothing for this nation. Remember, she wasn't voted in. She lost the last election. So she cares nothing for this country. Nothing at all. She wants to destroy. I believe she wants to destroy it. For the United Nations. She wants to destroy it for her own ideological thinking. And that is Marxism, socialism, one world government, no borders. That's what she wants. She wants to flood New Zealand. If she's seen Auckland, Wellington, Christchurch, Dunedin, Invercargill, and they all turned into like Birmingham or Luton or Leicester or Bradford in the UK, she would celebrate that. She would celebrate. And she would cover up, she would order her media to cover up the crimes of migrants. She would order the media to cover up. And she is working on her and, what's his name, Andrew Little, working on legislation where criticism of what she's doing and mass migration and criticism of Islam is going to be a crime. Hate speech. No matter what you say, it will be a hate speech crime. And she's buying these people. What she's doing is buying votes as well. Because in the mosques, guaranteed, they will be telling their people to vote for Labour. Because Labour is looking after us. They will give us and give us and give us anything. Because that's what Labour do. The Labour Party in all nations, Western nations, were set up to look after the working man, the working class. But now they're not. It's all about identity politics now. They look after now the transgenders and the minorities, the super oppressed. That's what they look after. That's all they're interested in. If you're white, it makes me even think saying that is racist. But if you're white, Caucasian now, and you vote for Labour, then you're stupid. You're a half-wit. You really are. Because Labour, or the Democrats in the United States, don't give a toss about you. They don't give a shit. Because you're identityless. A white man is worthless. If you're gay, lesbian, bi, transsexual, transgender, crossdresser, black, brown, Muslim, any kind of ethnic minority, they'll be on your side because you've got a card to play. If you're white, they don't want to know you because they've shifted so far to the left. They only represent tiny minorities. And these so-called educated people with their degrees who have already been through the system, the Marxist conveyor belt of universities, they think it's oh so cool to be, you know, oh virtuous and vote for Labour and mass migration and oh isn't diversity our strength? They say, they just repeat what they hear. And these are people with degrees, with master's degrees, PhDs, they just repeat what they hear politicians and academics say. Diversity is our strength. Multiculturalism is preferred. But they don't even know why. But these same people don't have to live with the consequences of these people who make these decisions of their countries. They let in these migrants from Somalia, from Eritrea, from sub-Saharan Africa, North Africa, the Middle East, mostly Islamic countries, because they know they don't have to live with them. Because they send them to the poorer. In New Zealand, they send them to the small towns. At the minute, they send them to small towns and the bigger cities. They can be swallowed up in the bigger cities. But when you send people to the smaller towns like Timaru and Levin and Wanganui, people notice you are changing the demographics of those towns. But the politicians don't live there, do they? They live in Wellington. They live in Auckland. They live in Christchurch, in the best suburbs. And they make sure those migrants who are troublesome, a lot of them are troublesome, not all, but a lot of them are. And they will be. Just look at the UK. They won't have to deal with it. And when it goes bad and goes pear-shaped, they'll be out of power, collecting their big pensions. And they won't have to answer for it. Someone else will have to pick up all that badness, all the crime. Someone else is going to have to pick it up. The terrorism even. Gang rapes, just like the UK and right across Europe. And nearly all of it is won from a particular culture. One religious ideology. Nearly all of it. But they're the ones the United Nations want the whole world to take. Makes you wonder why, doesn't it? Because they want to destroy the West. And Labour, the Democrats, are fully on board. They want to bring in voters and they don't give a shit. They don't give a toss about the people of their nations. They are importing voters to keep the socialists and Marxists in power. And the longer they have power, the quicker they can get that one world government. And the more people come in, the more votes they get. The more votes they get, the more power they get. And the more power they get to open the borders even more and bring even more people in from the third world. And on it goes. Our taxes will go up. Our lifestyles will go down. Crime will go up. Terrorism will go up. Rapes will go up. And all the time, our freedom of speech will be eradicated because it will be hate speech. Mosques will be built everywhere. Calls to prayer. If this will happen, because we have weak leaders. Not only weak leaders, but corrupt leaders. They are totally corrupt. Who are bought and paid for to do what the United Nations tell them to do. These people are liars. The media are liars. Journalists are liars. They are gutless. They lie and they lie and they lie. They do not tell you the truth. Everything's inappropriate. Everything's offensive. I was going to mention one particular journalist. He can't string a sentence together without the words, "Oh, it's offensive," or "it's inappropriate." Even his accent does my head in. A weak, soy boy, girly boy. Who sees offence everywhere. Talks like that. Maybe it's just me. But honestly, these people have got no morals, no ethics at all. They're not journalists, they're propagandists for the government. When they see a story, they go to the government first and say, "Can we talk about this?" And the government say, "Yay or nay." Guaranteed. What's needed here in New Zealand? What's needed right across the Western world? The United States is very, very, very lucky, I'd say, in so many ways to have Donald Trump. In New Zealand, we're very, very, very unlucky at the minute. What have we got in New Zealand? A beautiful, beautiful country with 5 million people. One of the most beautiful countries in the world. And we've got a leader who wants to destroy it. She wants to destroy it for her own personal gain. She wants to turn New Zealand into Sweden. Gang rapes. Rape gangs that come from one particular culture because they can't help themselves. And then they censor the media. They censor the public. They censor what's said on social media because they don't want the truth getting out. This is worldwide. They want to do this. This is Jacinda. Pandering and pandering and pandering to these people who care nothing for this country. Nothing. Why can't these people, these politicians and academics, why can't they even read their holy books? You know which holy book I'm talking about, the one beginning with K or a Q. Why can't they even read it? And then they might understand. But they don't want to. They refuse to. And if they have read it, and they've understood it, and then they deny it, then it has to be corruption. It has to be. Do they really think that when this particular culture, this religious ideology, because that's where it is, do they really think that when these people come to this country, they're going to change and learn to love the West? Look up the word hijra. Hijra. Migrate and fight jihad. It works. It's been working for 1400 years. Why isn't any politician or academic saying this in New Zealand? Because they're terrified of their own shadows. Look what happens to the people who do mention it. Look at Tommy Robinson in the UK, branded as a far-right extremist, white supremacist, and yet there's nothing on record anywhere of him saying anything. People being banned off YouTube, off social media for telling the truth. Truth is lies now, and lies is truth. We live in an upside-down world. We've moved into Orwellian times. In the age of international deceit, of universal deceit, telling the truth has become a revolutionary act. Look at Tommy Robinson. He's been jailed 2 to 3 times for telling the truth. Paul Golding, Jada Franson too, ruined by the British government and Conservative governments at that. Because he's been saying things about one particular culture that is problematic. That politicians are too scared, they're too in fear to talk about. And they will placate people from that community by jailing Tommy Robinson and others and branding them as far-right white supremacists. And this is being replicated right across the Western world. But anyway, I hope you like that little poem. That's from obviously someone else. I mean, it wasn't coined by Donald Trump, but for Donald Trump, the President of the United States, to say that. The Snake. Look it up, the poem, The Snake. And it's great because it makes perfect sense. And that is mass uncontrolled migration in a nutshell. And it's beautiful because it makes perfect sense. Okay, that's me. I've been on here for 32 minutes. This is Cross the Rubicon, channel where you get the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And please share this podcast and support me, because, you know, there's only 2 or 3 of us in New Zealand that are doing this kind of stuff. And yeah, we're being persecuted. Nothing like Tommy Robinson. I'm not going to compare myself with Tommy Robinson and Paul Golden and Jada France. I'm not going to compare myself with them at all. But, you know, they've done time. They've done the hard yards. And hopefully they'll get their day. They'll get their day of justice themselves against the British government for what they've done. And the media. But, you know, in New Zealand, us truth tellers are being persecuted. For sure. But anyway, that's me. Be sure to share this everywhere, because we are quickly moving into tyranny in New Zealand. And share this in America as well, especially America. Canada, you've got your own problems. And so has Europe. So they've got their own problems. But America, people in America need to know what's happening. And let's hope the Democrats have really shot themselves in the foot, screwed themselves big times by the actions of their leaders like Nancy Pelosi, AOC, Ilhan Omar, the disgusting, vile traitors. That's what they are, traitors. And I would say all the people I've mentioned are traitors, with the exception of Donald Trump, the President of the United States, who is... He's just amazing. And I think he's fantastic. God bless America and God bless, well, my old country, the UK, Great Britain. And God bless New Zealand. And hopefully we're rid of this Marxist we've got in this government sometime this year. Get rid of her, because she's certainly not working for New Zealand. That's me. See you later.